Hello everyone, welcome back to the Stay Zen with Saj podcast. I'm your host Sajida Dahlia, and today's episode we are going to be talking about friendships, platonic friendships, acquaintances, everything that has to do with a relationship you have with someone that is platonic. We are going to be diving into that today. Before we begin today's episode, I would like to say thank you to my friends for their honest feedback on the previous episode. I love the fact that so many of you guys found it relatable, and that is just what I strive for on this podcast. I'm trying to help people and help myself in the process, and I'm so glad a lot of you found it relatable. Next, we have gratitude. What am I thankful for? Today, I'm thankful for cake. I had cake today and chocolate cake, and I shared it with my nephew and my nieces. Yes, I'm an aunt, so don't play with me. I'm a big girl. Changed my name to Auntie Saj because I'm your podcast auntie now. Another thing I'm grateful for is time management, because if I did not manage my time wisely, I wouldn't have been able to record this episode and get the things I wanted to get done. So alhamdulillah for time management. And I also want you guys to look around you and see what you're grateful for. It can be waking up today. I'm also grateful for that. It could be seeing your friends and seeing your parents. So you should look around and see what it is you're grateful for. Now let's get on with the topic. Today we're going to be talking about friendships, platonic friendships, acquaintances. I feel like we are too nice. I genuinely feel like we are too nice when it comes to making friends. Something happened to me yesterday. My sister gave someone my Instagram and told me that he was going to follow me. I honestly don't mind people following me, and I don't have a problem with following back, as long as it's a mutual, especially someone that is my sister that recommended them. I do not have a problem with that. But what I had a problem with is, if she gave him the Instagram, which she did, and he followed me, he was most likely going to text me. I just knew that was going to happen, and I did not want to text back. I'm not the kind of person that will put myself in a situation whereby I don't want to do something and then do it. But then in that situation, it was kind of difficult for me, because it was my sister that said, oh, this person is going to, this person followed you. Because it makes me very uncomfortable starting online conversations with strangers. I like one-on-one conversations with people. If I'm meeting you for the first time, I want us to have a physical conversation face to face and just diving. I want to see your body language, how you converse, how you're going to converse with me. That is what I like. I don't like starting conversations with people on the internet. It's so fake and false. You never get to see how someone is when they're conversing with someone, so I'm not a fan of that. But then I did not text back, because I'm prioritizing myself. And if it's going to make me uncomfortable, let me tell you how the conversation would have played out. If I replied, he would have also replied. The conversation would have gone on for like a day or so. Then I would have stopped replying. Not because I found you boring or something, but because I just can't keep up with conversations with people I just don't really know that well. And I associate knowing you well with having a physical conversation with you face to face a bit, knowing you well a bit. But then I don't know you and we're having a conversation on the internet, I would stop replying because it's draining for me. And then you would be wondering why I'm not replying, why I'm taking so much time to reply. And then it's not like I'm doing it intentionally. My brain is just programmed that way. So basically, by not replying, I literally helped you dodge a bullet. You dodged the bullet, and I'm happy, and we can live our lives without knowing what it would have been like if we had a conversation. Because honestly, it's not that deep. If it was the old Saj, I would have probably replied just to be nice. But then now it's not the same Saj, so I'm not going to reply to be nice. I prefer it for people to actually say, oh, she feels herself too much. Now for me to put myself in a situation whereby it's going to affect me, no thank you. So basically, what I'm trying to say in the first part is, it's totally valid to not want to have more friends. It's okay to be the villain in someone's story. You shouldn't care. Prioritize yourself when it comes to friendships. You should not care. It's okay to not want to have more friends. Haven't you seen people that have like maybe two or three friends and they're thriving because they know themselves and they know they can't handle having a lot of friends? They're thriving, and alhamdulillah, I'm also thriving, and I want all of you to thrive as well. So yes. Next, we're talking about labels. You have to learn to put labels on your relationships. Not, you can't call everyone your friend. Because you guys are classmates doesn't mean you're friends. Most of them don't even like you. They're only talking to you because you guys are classmates and you guys are going to graduate together and they're benefiting something from you. Friendships are transactional. Relationships are transactional, whether you want to accept it or not. And people keep you in their lives for a reason. Whether they are gaining something or your presence is attracting something to them, for them. So relationships are transactional. You have to learn to put labels. If this person is your friend, you call them your friend. If he's an acquaintance, you call him an acquaintance. If it's your mother's friend's child, call them your mother's friend's child. If they're your friend, then fine, you can call them your friend. If they're your classmate, classmate. If they're not... anyone that is not your friend, you have to learn to put labels. Not a doctor. Oh, we're friends. But you guys are not even that close. You don't even really like them, but you call them your friend? No. Put a label on it. Put a label. If they're your enemies, call them your enemies. If they're your frenemies, call them your frenemies. I don't know how frenemies works. I don't know how the whole dynamic of frenemies is. Because even the movie, Frenemies, the Disney movie, was not... clear for me, so I don't even know how it works. But then if you have frenemies, that's fine for you. You do you, whatever makes you happy. Having enemies as well, I don't know. Do I have enemies? If you're my enemy, please let me know so I could like not even classify you as an enemy, because enemies, having an enemy is still having a relationship with someone. It's better just not to have a relationship with them. It's better to just call them strangers to you. Remember guys, because you guys are getting along does not mean you're friends. And this particular thing, I learned it from my friend Adana. That babe knows her shit. When I tell you guys, oh my gosh, you people need to meet her, like have a conversation with her. She knows this stuff like at the back of her hand. It was because of a situation that led me to my mind to like open to this thing. It was in 100 level. You know, 100 level, everybody, JJC, we're all new to uni. Everyone is active, happy and all jumpy. We're all making friends. 100 level, we were in a particular friend group and we were a lot. Like, I think we were up to like 14. I can't really remember because everyone came from different backgrounds, like these people from a different school, us and a lot of people. So we're a lot, like we're always hanging out, doing stuff together. We were a lot. And then... that time it was like everyone was like, oh, we're friends, but were we really friends? If you sit down and deep it, were we really friends? We were a lot, and a lot of us only spoke because we were friends with their friends. So do you get? So I don't think it was valid calling everyone there my friend. So in the story, let me continue. In the friend group, there was now this boy. He was not in our friend group. He was friends with the people in our friend group. And we became friends. Keep in mind, this boy, you guys, I have something to add. Never be friends with, like, people that are obsessed with you. Not, like, obsessed with you in, like, a crazy manner. But then people that are, like, just, especially girls. Guys that are obsessed with you. I don't think you should be friends with them. That's like the wildest thing ever. And this was the mistake I made, because this guy would go and meet one of my friends. Oh my gosh, Saj. I want to talk to Saj. I want to be friends with Saj. Blah, 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 blah. And that's how we became friends. And, oh well, my eyes cleared immediately. We became friends. We would hang out like in school. Whenever I don't have classes, we'd sit down and talk. And then one day I just realized that, why is it that this particular person will come and download everybody's gist to me. People that I don't even know, he will come and download their gist. Like, he has evidence on his phone and all these things. And it's not like he was doing it to only me. He would go and digest, download other people's gists. So, like, literally anyone that he feels like telling. He's so loose with his mouth, can't control it. I sat down and deeped it. Like, I was like, is this the kind of person I want to have as a friend? I was like, mm-mm. And my friend Adana was also friends with this person at some point, but then she stopped being friends with them, and she was like, he gives her bad vibes. But she wasn't like, oh, stop being friends with this person. She just told me he gives her bad vibes and I should really be careful the things I say to him. Not like I was really saying anything to him, but like, I should be careful not to implicate myself, that kind of thing. This guy one day made the mistake to say, oh, we went somewhere with some of the guys and someone brought up your name. That was the day I was like, nope, I'm not doing this anymore. Because you committed to, I know your behavior. So telling me that someone brought up my name is obviously you that did it. It is you that brought up my name. So don't come and be telling me someone brought it up. I know your attitude. From that time on, I started to keep this guy at arm's length, and eventually I just cut him out of my life, because I sat down, I deeped it. If he's coming to tell me people's matter, he's obviously going to tell people my own. So is that the kind of person I want to keep around me? Definitely not. I cut him off. My friend clocked it a while back, and I eventually clocked it, and I was like, I'm not doing this again. So basically, with that little story, I'm just trying to pass across that no matter how smart you think you are, you're never really smart. You're never, especially at that stage I was in, I was just fresh out of secondary school. You're never really that smart. You can think you know everything in this world, but you honestly don't. And that's one thing about younger people. When you start thinking like that, like, oh, I know everything, I'm so wise and all this stuff, you limit yourself to the kind of knowledge you grasp. So be open-minded to everything. You don't know everything. And that was my mistake back then, as far as I knew everything now. Look at me, I was making friends with the wrong kind of people. And now I'm not making friends with the wrong kind of people, because I opened my mind up to learning. And I learned. At least I did not see Shege, but I learned. So you guys, please, avoid it so that you not see Shege as well. Because I don't like hearing stories that touch the heart. And also, guys, we need to stop lying to ourselves. I used to be guilty of doing this. If someone offended me or said something to me, I would give them the benefit of the doubt and leave them and forgive them, and we'd continue. Nope, not anymore. We need to stop lying to ourselves for the benefit of people. Tell yourself the truth. People show you their true colors. It's just up to you to open your eyes and see it. Not that, oh, she has been hiding her true colors and she eventually opened up. Right from the beginning, she showed you her true colors one way or another. It's just you that lied to yourself. You refuse to see it. And when you keep lying to yourself on behalf of people, you're giving them an opportunity to treat you the way they do. And no, we're not subscribing for that, guys. We're not. You need to start seeing them for who they are. Remove that mask. Remove it. And you know that saying, show me your friend and I will show you who you are. I stand by it. People are like, oh no, majority of the time it doesn't make sense, because you can be entire opposites and still be friends. That's a lie. Yes, you can be polar opposites and still be friends, but let me tell you guys something. That thing that is keeping you guys as friends, there is definitely something that one friend possesses that you also have. You cannot tell me otherwise, because there's something that is keeping you as friends. There is definitely something. That's why if you're friends with people that like to gossip, you're going to fall prey to it. And maybe there's like, it's already inside you. And maybe you don't do it as much, but you still do it. And you're friends with people that's like their whole dynamic, their friendship dynamic is gossiping. So you can't tell me that, oh, they gossip and you don't. And you guys are like besties. I do not believe it. I don't believe it. And you know those kinds of people that they never hold you accountable for your actions, especially those kind of friends. They will call you their best friends. You guys eat together. You guys might be sharing a room together. That's if you're like in a hostel or something. You guys do basically everything together. But then they never hold you accountable on your shit. Those people are not your friends. they're not your friends. Because if they're really your friends, when you do something bad, they will hold you accountable for it. That's why when people are like, oh, they're like in a friend group, or one of their friends is like acting out. Maybe you're in a friend group of three, one person does drugs, and the rest don't do drugs. I don't understand the basis of your friendship if you're not going to call out your friend for his actions. Why are you friends with someone who does that when you know you can't do it? Like, you can't even go close to it. But then you're like, oh, that it's his life. Yeah, it's his life, but he's also your friend. Why are you guys friends? That kind of attitude is for people that are not your friends. Maybe people that are your acquaintances or your classmates, if they're doing something, you can just be like, oh, we're not friends, so it's not really my problem. But these people are your friends, and they're around you. So I don't think you guys are friends to begin with. They're just there for the fun of it, like crews. They're not your friends, so stop calling them your friends if you're not going to call them out on their shit. And this kind of behavior, in Islam, in the Quran, Allah talks about friendship and on the Day of Judgment, when you people will be regretting the kind of people you kept as friends. In Surah Al-Furqan, verse 38, Allah says, Ya waylata laytani lam attakhidh fulanan khalila. Allah is talking about how you guys will be saying, oh, I'd not take so-and-so as a friend. So you see, and then those people that will not hold you accountable, I don't trust them. I don't trust them even one bit. I can't be friends with those kind of people. All my friends hold me accountable on my actions. I can't be friends with those kind of people. I don't trust them. Because if what your friend is really doing and it bothers you so much, you guys wouldn't be friends in the first place. But you're keeping them around for a reason. And then they're doing all this. And you can't even tell them stop. Okay, yes, it's one thing. You tell them stop and they don't stop. And you keep being friends with them. But then why are you still friends with them if you don't like it? Why? What is it that is keeping you guys as friends if you don't like it? Because me personally, if my friend is doing that kind of nonsense, obviously Sharia is like from God, but then I've done my part, and personally, I wouldn't keep someone like that around me. If you start doing that kind of nonsense, just best know you're out. I'm not dealing with all that shit. Because imagine the impact it's going to have on you. This person is doing drugs. One day they're going to OD, and then maybe they're going to like die. And then you'd be left heartbroken or traumatized or whatever. So please, save yourself the stress. Detach yourself. Please. I beg. You guys really need to check yourselves. If somebody is telling you what you're doing is bad, and you're like, okay, I said, you're the problem. The person that is telling you what you're doing is bad is not the problem. You are the problem. You're being ignorant, and you need to get it in your head that what you're doing is wrong. If you feel like what the person is telling you, the person is nagging, then don't be friends with them. Go and find somebody else. Go and find people that will suit your movement. Go and find people that will do the bad with you together so that you will be happy together. I really want you guys to take a moment and evaluate the company you keep. Ask yourself, do your friends remind you of God? Do they push you towards God? Like, do they want you to get closer to God? Think about that. And think about, are you your best self when you're with your friends? Do they bring out the best, all your potential, like the best version of you? Do they do that? Think about it. Do they support you? Are your friends supportive? My friends are supportive, alhamdulillah. My friends are the best, to be very honest. But think about it. Are your friends supportive? If you're doing something, if you're going to do something that might change your life in a positive way, are they going to support you or are they going to bring you down? Think about it. Please, let's just be cautious, because if you keep moving like this, all we'll be hearing is stories that touch the heart, and we don't want that, do we? So please, let's be guided. Next off is for those of you that feel stuck. You feel like your life isn't going anywhere and it's just difficult. Surround yourself with like-minded people. That is very, very important. You should have friends that are like-minded, friends that share the same goal as you. And likewise for relationships too. If you're looking for someone, you have to look for someone that has the same goals as you. Not that when you guys are like together and you have different perspectives of life, or like you have different goals, then you guys will not like start clashing and like, no, not this, not that. No, find like-minded people. People that share the same beliefs as you. If you're someone that is aspirational, your friends should be aspirational as well. Not that you're having friends that never think about their future or what they want to do with their life. No, I'm not against living in the moment, because obviously, YOLO, life is too short to be worrying too much. But then you have to have a plan. Even though Allah is the best planner, you have to have a sense of what you want to do with your life. If you ask me what I want to do with my life, I would be able to tell you, but I wouldn't tell you. I know what I want to do with my life. Maybe the highest thing I'll tell you is, all I know is, I want to make an impact in the lives of people. And Alhamdulillah, I'm getting to do that now through this podcast. But then that is what I always say. I never really tell people what personally I want to do in my life, because I don't trust anybody. Maybe my friends. I can tell my friends if they ask me. But random people, so that I'll come and be hearing, oh, that's not possible. You're Nigerian. Please. Please. Don't put me in a box because society has put you in a box. Don't do that to me. I'm not going to let you. Because if you're aspirational and your friends are not also aspirational, they're going to drag you down. Like, sorry to say, but they're going to drag you down. My friends are one of the most headstrong people I know. They are set on their goals. My friends go to the gym. I motivated one of my friends to start drinking water, because she's always drinking Schweppes, that green Schweppes, and she knows herself. She's always drinking green Schweppes, but now she's started taking water, and that's very good, because it's very good for you. It's good for your skin. It's good for your digestion. It's overall, drinking water is good for you. My friends go to the gym. My friends are, they're no bookworms, but then they know how to balance life. They study, they know what is what. They know what they want. They study, like, their books and all, and they party. They party hard when it's time to party hard, and they're on their books when it's time to be on the books. Be friends with people that are like you. Be friends with people that share the same goals as you, people that want to succeed. If you're with someone that doesn't want to succeed, best be it, you guys are going to be trapped in that situation together. You guys, I don't share this with most people, but then I'm now like a gym girly. I go to the gym, I work out now, I eat healthy. Okay, I've always been the healthy eating kind. People, I don't know, you know, whenever I see it on TikTok, almond moms, I'm like, maybe I'm the almond mom in my friend group, because I'm always like, don't do this, it's bad for you, don't eat this, it's bad for you in the long run. I'm always the one saying this. Or I'm just like, oh, I don't take sugar, I'm going to stop take. I actually don't take sugar now. I take sugar occasionally, but then it's not something that I do, like, regularly. Like, there was a time I went how long without taking canned soda. Even on Eid, I didn't drink canned soda. I was just drinking water. I only take, like, maybe Coke Zero or Diet Coke, because it doesn't have sugar in it. But then, other than that, but then I now started taking again, because when I was sick, you guys, I was craving sugar like bad. So I was taking a lot of fizzy drinks, but then now I'm just like not into it anymore since I've recovered. I think it was just the sickness. But then, yeah, I think I'm the almond mom in my friend group. I'm eating healthy, you guys. And the gym stuff, it was my friends that would, not that they motivated me, but then they were doing it. And it was, and then it was like helping with procrastination, and it helps with productivity. And I was like, let me give this thing a try. And I started to. And look at me, guys. I'm happy. I'm happier than I've ever been. Like, I'm so happy. I feel so healthy. And whenever I do it, I think about my future and how my future is going to be, because whatever I do now is going to impact my future. And I'm just so happy for what the future has, like, in store for me. So happy. And you guys should also be happy for what the future has in store for you. Surround yourself with like-minded people. And trust me, if it doesn't work, email me. My email is on the description of my podcast. Email me and fight me. Email me. I'm ready for you. If it doesn't work, just email me. Next, we have positivity. Oh my gosh, guys. This one, I should have even started with this one. If you have negative friends, please run. Hey! When I see someone with neck coming, I run. I can't emphasize on this more than I am. Negativity will kill your spirit, will kill you. Oh my gosh. Guys, I'm telling you, you do not need negativity in your life, especially coming from your friends. You don't need it, because when it's coming from your friends, these are people that are your peers and you respect your friends, obviously. I don't think you can be friends with people you don't respect. But then you respect your friends, you guys are on the same, like, on the same frequency. And they'll come and be shoving negativity down your throat and you're taking it. Nope. For example, when I was going to start this podcast, I didn't really tell anyone I was going to start a podcast. It was after I dropped the first episode, I told my friends to listen to it and give me their feedback. If these people were not my friends, they would have been lying to me that, oh my gosh, like, everything was perfect. Well, because they're my friends, they told me, Saj, it was good, but the sound was bad. Like, they gave me a lot of compliments on the podcast, and they told me they really enjoyed it. If you guys, I was almost going to cry. I was, when my friend, I sent it to, there's this my group, Kano Warriors, me and two of my friends. When I sent it, the compliments that they were giving me, you guys, I was almost going to cry. But I mean, hard girl, I can't be crying over stuff like this. But then, and they told me that the sound was tricky, and I know the sound was bad because I have Karambani. If you guys are Hausa, I don't know what Karambani is in English, but then that is where the sound was bad. But then I'm working on the sound, and I really hope the sound is going to be better for this episode. But then, yeah, you guys, they told me things that I should work on because they want to see me grow. If they didn't want to see me grow, they would have just left me like that to go and do my thing. But then they gave me their opinions, and they gave me some tips and pointers to make the podcast better. And I'm so glad, and I'm so happy, and very thankful for my friends. Honestly, I don't know how people with negative friends live, because positivity goes a long way. It does so much for you. And then you now have people that you consider, that you put on a pedestal, shoving you down with negativity. I don't know why people stay for that. Like, can never be me, alhamdulillah. But then we need to actually do better. We need to do better. That's why I would advise you guys to stay away from people that complain a lot. I don't... People that complain... Because me personally, I'm trying to complain less. I'm trying to always look at the bright side of every situation. Complaining will only drain you. And when you notice... If you actually pay attention whenever someone is complaining, you literally get annoyed. Like, why are you always complaining? If you're, like, with someone that is always complaining, you'd get annoyed. Like, why are you always complaining? Look at the bright side for once. Like, let me tell you, your situation can never be that bad. Look at the people of Palestine. The people of Palestine, do you guys see them complaining? You only see them fighting that, okay, the rest of the world are not showing that they care. And it's so valid, because the world is, like, messed up. People aren't really showing that they care, and that's so bad. People that can actually do something about it are not doing things about it, and it's frustrating. Their frustration is very valid. Like, their family members are dying unprovoked. They're hungry, they're starving. Their frustration is valid, their complaints are valid. But you, though, you're in your house, you have food, all these things. No one is coming to kill you. Nobody is coming to shoot you with a gun. But then you're always complaining about other situations. Look at the positives. Learn to say alhamdulillah all the time. Learn to be grateful. Positivity will really do so much for your life. It will make you a calmer person and a happier person. It will just make you happier. Okay, you're struggling in this aspect. Obviously, everyone's pain is valid. Whatever you're going through and is affecting you, it is valid. But also learn to look at the good things that you have in your life. You woke up. People tend to forget that your day is never promised. You coming back home wasn't promised. You waking up that morning was not promised. People forget that. And then when you surround yourself with people that never remind you about gratitude and positivity, your life will literally be a mess. Literally, like, you're not reminding yourself to be positive, and people and your friends are not doing it for you. You're going to be a mess. And sometimes when bad things happen to you, negativity isn't always a solution, because sometimes if you look at it in a positive way, that bad thing might not have been a bad thing. You would have said maybe it was protecting you from something. You probably saved yourself from a situation. God saved you from a situation that could have gone differently, but you did not know. And then you're busy complaining, oh my gosh, it did not work out my way. And so what if it did not work out your way? You move on. Like, life goes on for you to be dwelling on things that didn't work out. If it didn't work out, do something else that will work out. Like, it's never that deep. You guys, it's already 30 minutes, so I'm going to end the episode here today. And last time, I'm going to say this to you guys. Really evaluate your circle. Evaluate your friends. Are they the kind of friends that you want to go places with? Really think about it. Really, really think about it. Friends impact your life major, so think about it. And I hope you guys are prioritizing your self-care. I hope you're drinking water. I hope you're doing your skincare. And I hope you're moving your body. Because God gave us our bodies to move. So move your body. It's good for you. It's good for your heart. It's good for your joints. Do that. Don't always be sitting like a lazy potato. Move your body. Because if you're not, I'm going to be so disappointed. There's no room for lazy people on this podcast. No room for that. Because we're here to spread love, positivity, and happiness and success. And lazy people and success are not on the same frequency. And you guys should take it easy on yourselves. Don't be too hard on yourself. You're still growing. And everything will be fine, inshallah. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. I hope you guys have an amazing weekend. And bye. Somebody said I'm going to use bye to wound all of you. But anyways, bye.